Welcome to 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: voting closes in Chawama by-election amid tight security. Dr. Noel Chisebe, political analyst, warns against rising political propaganda. European military personnel arrive in Greenland as Trump says US needs the island.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. Voting has officially closed in Lusaka's Chawama constituency by election, with police maintaining a strong security presence following isolated incidents of mistrust, rumors and attempted disruptions by suspected cadres. The polls closed at exactly 18 hours in line with the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ regulations, and vote counting is expected to begin shortly, with the results anticipated later tonight or early tomorrow. Earlier in the day, voting commenced slightly at 6 hours at some polling stations, while the majority of the 111 polling stations opened on time without major challenges. Voters were seen patiently queuing to cast their ballots as police remained vigilant throughout the process. Preliminary observations showed mixed voter turnout across the constituency. The turnout at Chawama Primary School was described as encouraging, while Kuku Compound Grounds recorded a relatively low turnout during the early hours of the morning. Returning officer Lewis Lupando described the overall voter turnout as impressive, noting that the residents turned out in significant numbers to exercise their democratic right. The by-election has attracted keen interest, with 9 candidates contesting the seat. Among them are Morgan Munda of the United Party for National Development, UPND, Bright Nundwe of the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, Ntazana Musukuma of the Leadership Movement Party, Captain Davison Molenga of the Citizens First, and independent candidates George Mwenya and Elijah Siatwambo. Meanwhile, the ECZ has dismissed allegations of vote manipulation and the establishment of illegal polling stations following claims by opposition leaders, including Matero Member of Parliament Miles Sampam. Speaking after inspecting one of the alleged fake polling stations along Lilai Road, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro dispelled the allegations, stating that the locations in question were legitimate and duly gazetted polling stations. Mr. Kasaro cautioned politicians against spreading misinformation, warning that such statements have the potential to cause unnecessary panic and undermine public confidence.
Good afternoon, members of the press. To you, I wish to address the nation in respect to false allegations that the Commission has allegedly established fake polling stations along Lyon. The Commission wishes to categorically state that we have two polling.
Governance and human rights activist Dr. Noel Chisebe has expressed concern over the growing use of propaganda in Zambia's political landscape, warning that it poses a serious threat to the country's values of love. In an interview, Dr. Chisebe condemned the increasing spread of propaganda on social media and other digital platforms, saying it has resulted in individuals being targeted, vilified and victimized, with damaging effects on their reputations and personal well-being. He has since urged the government, political leaders, church leaders, civil society organizations and law enforcement agencies to take urgent and coordinated action to curb the trend and instead promote truth, integrity and mutual respect in political discourse.
The proliferation of propaganda on social media and digital platforms has reached unprecedented levels, with political party leaders and citizens alike being targeted. Some individuals have become perpetual victims of these malicious attacks, which have serious consequences for their reputation and well-being. I urge the government political party leaders, church leaders, civil society organizations, and law enforcement agencies to take immediate action to address this issue. It is imperative that we work together to create an environment that promotes the truth, integrity, and the respect for all individuals.
The Zambia Agricultural Rural Development Initiative, ZARURI, has urged the government to utilize the Zambia National Farmers Union, ZNFU, as a vehicle to enable individual farmers, particularly small-scale producers, to participate in maize exports to neighboring countries. This comes as the government has announced that talks have reached an advanced stage with the Democratic Republic of Congo on the exportation of maize. ZARURI Executive Director Gilbert Mpanga says while the Food Reserve Agency and the private sector are currently involved in maize exports, there is need to deliberately create space for small-scale farmers to access regional markets. Mr. Mpanga explains that enabling farmers with surplus maize to export through a structured platform such as the NFU would allow them to directly benefit from regional demand.
It's the government that has bought maize from the farmers, and then it's the government, this maize is now under the capital of government. So the government are going to export this maize. So this maize, when the government sells, that means that money is for the public use. So it's not only the farmers that are going to benefit. It's the public that is going to benefit from that export. It's not specifically for farmers, but everyone is going to benefit. And it is going to add value to the economy of this country. Going forward, what it is that we appeal to government now to come up with a room that will also accommodate private sectors. Say, for example, in Zambia, we have got Zambia National Farmers Union. We have got organizations like ours. We have got Cooperative Federation. We have got so many organizations that are also spearheading the sustainable agriculture system in Zambia.
The government says the rehabilitation of science laboratories under the Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics Education Program at a total cost of 1.3 million kwacha marks a major milestone in strengthening practical learning in secondary schools. Speaking during a tour of the state-of-the-art STEM laboratories under construction at David Kaunda Technical School, Minister of Education Douglas Yagaliman says the initiative, supported by Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, is laying a strong foundation for STEM education in the country. Mr. Yagaliman notes that the upgraded laboratories will make learning more engaging, enjoyable and relevant for learners while enhancing practical skills in science and technology-related subjects.
That such amount of money has been put, at least for these three, which will be, like, if you like, this is the foundation of STEM science, STEM education. And also, those that are going to be rehabilitated, the laboratories that are going to be rehabilitated, about 10 schools. So this is a big milestone for us. So I thought that today we should come and check what exactly is taking place. And thereafter, after getting that information and seeing how long it will take to finish all the laboratories, we'll be able to invite the president to come and just check what exactly has been done. And since this school has got a long time ago. And also congratulations for the kids that did very well, exceptionally well.
Meanwhile, National Science Center Director Professor Benson Bandam says the STEM infrastructure model being rolled out is comprehensive and extends beyond laboratory rehabilitation to include modern learning environment, hostels and incubation centers.
Model where the laboratory now looks like a learning environment where children will enjoy. First, it will be attractive, as you say. Then you see the way how large the laboratories have been done. But in mind, here, Kapiri and Chwala, in Kapiri, instead of just looking at the laboratories, we have also given them the hostels, 152 bed spaces being constructed at that place.
Speaking at the same event, JICA Chief Representative Ono Tomoko reaffirmed the agencies more than 50-year partnership with Zambia, noting that JICA has trained over 45,000 educators and equipped more than 8,000 schools.
And with this project, we are equipping 10 schools, with in addition to National Science Center. So we are hoping the education, the STEM education, can be enhanced in this country for the development of Zambia.